GICC Early Season Basketball Tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the leaner, fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
The Stars are coming off a state championship in volleyball and a one-loss football season, and are both rated in the preseason top 10. This weekend, they look to start another successful basketball season with a pair of wins. It's Kearney Catholic Basketball coming up next. But first, with the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Randy Bushcutter for all the action right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. One game down, one game left to go as Kearney Catholic taking on Lincoln Lutheran in a boy-girl doubleheader, the semifinals of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. And already the Kearney Catholic girls have clinched the spot in the finals with a comfortable 64-33 win over Lincoln Lutheran. The Stars boys team now trying to follow suit as Don Lease will try to get things going for his Stars early on in the year. A team that brings back a lot of experienced players taking on a team that he says really kind of looks like they want to do, and that is pressure the ball, trap people, kind of run and jump, and hope that they can do the same. Kearney Catholic can do the same of what Lincoln Lutheran was able to do last night, because the Warriors won comfortably in Grand Island against the Crusaders, a final of 62-41, and now the Stars will try to do the same thing to Lincoln Lutheran that Lincoln Lutheran was able to do to Grand Island Central Catholic yesterday. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Stars and the Warriors. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Lutheran. Their starters look like this. Andrew Polk is 5'10 and a senior. A couple of twin brothers will make the start as well. Marshall Edding, 5'10 senior. He'll start with his brother Micah Edding, who's also 5'10 and a senior. Connor DeBusk, 6'2 senior. And Jacob Ely, 6 foot tall and a junior, making the starting lineup here for head coach Jason Glein. Now for Kearney Catholic, their starters will look like this. Matt Moore is 5'8 and a junior. They'll start with Brian Huseman, who is 5'10 and a senior. Connor Streit, 5'9 senior, will start with David Squire, 6'2 and a senior. And Alex Lease, a 6'1 senior, will start for his dad, head coach Don Lease, who is in his 20th year as the head coach here for the Kearney Catholic Stars. And we talked to Coach Lease at halftime of the girls' game. He pointed out that a couple of those senior players he thought he was going to have through the course of the year, well, he may not have either one of them. Brett James, with that sore back that he's been kind of nursing, goes back to his junior year of football. They're not exactly sure what his ailment is, but he is in a back brace. He certainly will not play before the first of the year, or at least until that holiday tournament. But it may not play this season. We certainly hope him the best with that healing process. And also with the healing process, Abe Clinch and his ankle just not 100%. So Clinch has decided he will not play his senior year of basketball. So he's going to let that rehab and heal properly. Again, remember, he had an off-season surgery on that a year ago. So he's going to let that rehab. So Abe Clinch will not be playing basketball for sure. Brett James may not play. So a couple of pretty good senior leaders for Kearney Catholic unable to play here for the Stars, but still a very veteran group. A bunch of guys that played a lot of basketball last year will certainly be out there for the Stars again tonight. Again, our 5 points starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank here in Kearney. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the tip between Lincoln Lutheran and Kearney Catholic. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as the starters right now being announced here for Kearney Catholic. Lincoln Lutheran will be in their road blue uniforms, kind of that old gold letters and trim, a double L on their right leg, and it says Lutheran on the across their chest. Kearney Catholic brand spanking new varsity uniforms, very similar to the style of markings on the sides of the gussets, as, say, Marquette does, but they're white with a little bit of green lettering, a little gold trim on the backside of them, and they're all set and ready to go here with that kind of intermittent black and green and white checks on the side there. Again, if you can picture in your mind what Marquette wears, very similar here for Kearney Catholic. Handshakes going all the way around here is Lincoln Lutheran and the Kearney Catholic Stars shaking hands. Again, if you missed it earlier, in five sets, the Lady Lopers have advanced to the regional championship in Division II volleyball. And congratulations to them and best of luck as well. Here the tip is in the air, not a well-thrown ball, and it is finally picked up by Lincoln Lutheran. Wasn't really tipped by anybody, but Lutheran has first possession of the ball game here. And on the drive here is going to be Edding. Shot by Marshall Edding is no good. Hoosman comes up with a rebound quickly. He'll get it up ahead to Moore. Moore skip pass, and it's going to be stolen away by DeBus. DeBus comes up with the turnover here as they'll give it right back to a flying Ely. And Ely, driving the lane, is blocked in there. And we got a foul whistle here on Kearney Catholic. So block on the Stars, and that'll go against David Squires. That'll be his first personal foul, first team foul of the ball game. And around the perimeter we go as we inbound it. Polk will get it off, and now a nice little cut there by Edding. Edding has the shot blocked out of bounds. And away from the play, we're going to call a foul on David Squires, and that's going to be his second foul in the first 26 seconds of the game. The nearest official called it clean and said it was out of bounds. And the back official said, no, there was contact there. So the free throw is up and good for Edding. That's his first point of the game here tonight. And now out of the game is going to be senior David Squires. So Squires is out. Blake Holtmeyer will check in for him. The free throw was good, and second was also good for Marshall Edding. So it's 2-0 here, Lincoln Lutheran. That gives them the chance to put that full court pressure on. Long pass here by Holtmeyer, who gives it off on the left side here for Hoosman. Hoosman's shot no good. Offensive rebound by Streit. He's going to kick it back around the perimeter, give it to Lease. Lease is going to fire a three, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds, or can Hoosman save it? No, he can't. Need a bigger court. Just kind of ran out a little real estate over there. Takes a little getting used to. Brian wearing that number 10 instead of 21. On the dribble, on the bounce, is going to be Ely. Ely gives it up on the right side for DeBusk. Penetration here by Polk. Polk has his pass tipped by Moore. Good defense by Moore. Lease comes up with a loose ball. He'll bring in the offensive zone. Does not have numbers. Pretty good defense there. Now on the baseline is Strite. Strite finds Moore on the cut. Moore is going to drive, and there's going to be a foul. Quick offense here for Kearney Catholic as they had the ball on the baseline, kicked it right back out to Matt Moore, who drove the lane. There's a block in underneath, and now Moore with a chance for the three-point play and an opportunity for the Stars to have their first lead of the ball game. That is the first foul of the game whistled on the Warriors here, and the free throw is up and good for Moore. The block was whistled on Marshall Edding, and that is going to be his first. Now driving the baseline here is Ely. Shot no good. Moore comes up with it. His dribble goes off one of the Warriors' feet, but Holtmeyer is there to pick it up, and he'll give it to Moore. Moore left side for Lease. Lease going to drive, float, and miss, but there is a foul in underneath. And again, if we had a 10-second shot clock on these two teams, I don't think you'd hear the buzzer very often. Both these two teams really want to work the ball quickly. They haven't taken bad shots, but they work their offense extremely quickly. Lease drove in. He was fouled on the drive, and now he hits the first two free throws. Connor DeBusk was whistled for the block. That'll be his first personal foul. So now two team fouls apiece on Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran. Free throw by Lease is good, and the Stars now lead it 5-2. Up ahead here is Andrew Polk. Polk gave it away, now gets it back. They're going to work it around the perimeter here for Ely. Ely gives it in the lane here for Connor DeBusk. DeBusk, that's a tough turnaround jumper, no good. Holtmeyer pulls down the rebound. Long outlet pass, and it's going to be intercepted. The ill-advised throw there as DeBusk is able to knock the ball loose. Now they get it out for Edding. Marshall Edding is in trouble. They'll kick it right back out here for DeBusk. DeBusk gives it off right side for Andrew Polk. Polk, that's a tough floater in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Connor Street. Another long pass. Hoosman somehow comes up with it, and he's going to lay it up and in. Well, Brian Hoosman ends up playing defensive back on that pass, was able to tip it to himself and then lay it up and in. Left wing to get it for Ely. Ely, Jacob Ely. A little jump stop in the lane. Around the perimeter we go. They give it up for Edding. Edding short on that baseline jumper. Strite's got it, got his head down, going to pass it up ahead here for Hoosman. Hoosman's going to lay it up and in. So Hoosman with a couple of quick outlets, and now a timeout for Lincoln Lutheran. And the Kearney Catholic fans are on their feet. The Stars lead it early on, 9-2, 5:40 to go here, first quarter. They got it running here at the Stardome. We'll be back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic running out, and I do mean running out, to an early 9-2 lead here with 5:40 to go in quarter number one over Lincoln Lutheran. They are doing it with their running game, that is for sure. They've missed a few times and had a couple of turnovers as a result, but they've also got some easy buckets here. Great pressure being put on the ball as Bailey Bliss is pressured there by Moore, and now they're going to get the ball back out here for Marshall Edding. Edding will kick it back on the right side there. That's Bliss, and they'll give it back around here for DeBusk. DeBusk has it right wing, Marshall Edding. Stars going man-to-man, really trying to pressure the ball. Holtmeyer putting great pressure on Bailey Bliss. Bliss dribbling out with it, and Bliss has his pocket picked by Moore. Moore with the steal, Moore with the layup, and Moore with 5 points in the ball game as he hits that one. Holtmeyer was in his grill so much he didn't find Matt Moore coming up, and Moore was able to make the steal. So Jacob Ely gives the ball off. Now baseline drive here for Edding, and we got a player control foul. Camped in underneath is Alex Lease, and Lease will collect the charge in underneath. Now, in the NBA with that, in the college with that mark on the floor, he may not have got the call there, but we're not playing in the NBA or in college. And again, good pressure on the ball allows other defenders for Kearney Catholic to make a play. And that's another example of it. Lease with a long pass up ahead here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer lobs it through the hands of Connor Strite, and that'll be a turnover on Kearney Catholic. And then a reach for the Stars. That's going to be Derek Jackson, who checked in just a moment ago. So Jackson's out there with Lease, Streit, Moore, and Holtmeyer. And now checking in for the Stars is going to be Isaac Richter. So the Stars have already gone eight deep here in the ball game. We got 4:38 to go here. Quarter number one, Stars lead it 11-2. Great start here for Kearney Catholic. Bailey Bliss facing some pressure, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the Stars. It's going to be double one, so that'll be on Blake Holtmeyer. It was either 1-1 or 1 because Matt Moore was right in there as well. Bailey Bliss will inbound it right at midcourt, and he'll throw it in the backcourt for Connor DeBus. DeBus, a little ball fake. That helps him find a little open space, bringing the offensive zone. Holtmeyer right there with him. Dribbling up here is going to be Connor DeBusk. He'll kick it in the corner for Edding. Micah Edding, three-pointer, no good, and rebounded by Isaac Richter. And Richter will give it off here left side for Matt Moore. Moore inside for Holtmeyer, and we're going to have a block. Just a little bit of a slide there. Going to be whistled on Lincoln Lutheran. A little last-second adjustment there by Micah Edding, and Edding's going to be whistled for the block. As Holtmeyer got it and was trying to step through and do a little reverse layup underneath. Holtmeyer's going to go line and shoot two. Stars lead it 11-2. Not even at the midway point of quarter number one here. We've got 4:09 to go. They're going to say the foul came before the shot. So Holtmeyer will not go to the line. He'll inbound it and he'll toss it in for Moore. Moore will kick it back out here for Derek Jackson. Jackson inside, floating and catching and releasing. All in the air is Brian Huseman. He's got six in the game. He makes the catch and then turns about one quarter and hits that shot. That's awfully hard to defend. Marshall Edding being pressured, pass stolen away. Here is Moore with the steal. Moore with the layup, and he has it blocked and out of bounds by Connor DeBus. Big windup on that block there by DeBus, and a lot of times they call the foul even if there isn't much contact, and DeBus not whistled for the foul. He just gets the block. Great hustle. I don't think it was a foul, but a lot of times you see that big windup, the officials will blow the whistle and call the foul. Huseman will inbound it. Dangerous pass. It's loose. Derek Jackson's able to track it down. He'll dribble to the free throw line, kick it out for Isaac Richter. Richter's used up his dribble, and he'll make a pass in for Zach Jackson. Zach will give it off now right side for Derek. Derek on that right wing for Brian Huseman. Huseman gives it top of the circle. Now left side for Zach Jackson. Zach gives it top of the circle here for Holtmeyer. Great ball movement here by the Stars. Jackson's got it. Little floater here for Derek. Off the mark and rebounded by Marshall Edding here for Lincoln Lutheran. Long pass up ahead, and it is off the mark. It'll be a turnover. They were trying to connect with Andrew Polk up ahead, and there just wasn't a big enough window to throw that ball in. So that'll be a turnover here on the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran. So Ely's going to check back into the game here for the Warriors. Stars lead it 13-2. And both those numbers are pretty impressive. And then the steal. Ely makes the steal, and the layup, good. It's also a foul on Derek Jackson. Jackson trying to get the ball back, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. But Ely makes the steal, then he makes the layup, and we'll see if he can make the free throw here. That's the first field goal of the game here for Lincoln Lutheran. It comes after a steal at the 3:03 mark of quarter number one. The free throw is up, and it is good for Jacob Ely. So 5 points in the game now for Lincoln Lutheran. They trail it 13-5. Long pass up ahead for Huseman. Huseman drives the lane. He'll kick it out here for Zach Jackson. His three, no good. Hit the front of the rim, took a high bounce, and went over the top of the glass, and that'll be a team rebound here for Lincoln Lutheran. So Jacob Ely will bring in the offensive zone. Ely on the bounce. And he'll give it off on that right side for Andrew Polk. Polk now gives it back out for Connor DeBus. Kicks it off the left side for Tanner Walkall. Walkall shot no good. Rebounded by Moore. Here come the Stars. Moore up ahead to Holtmeyer on the baseline. Holtmeyer, nice little jump stop. Shot no good. And then we got a foul on the rebound on Isaac Richter. Richter went over the back. He's whistled for the push there. And it will be Lincoln Lutheran basketball. And Jason Glines wants a timeout. Timeout for the head coach of Lincoln Lutheran with his team trailing at 13-5 with 2:28 to go here in quarter number one. Stars with an 8-point lead. Warriors with the ball. We come back right after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Cope Coliseum, to be exact, a 13-5 lead here for Kearney Catholic. They jumped out to that big early lead, but right now Lincoln Lutheran, a little bit of momentum, and Jason Glines understands, hey, a bucket or two here, and we're right back in it. He's used two timeouts here in the first quarter to kind of right the ship a little bit, and he might be thinking, if you can weather the storm here, we might be able to keep this win a ball game. Ely brings in the offensive zone and has it stolen away. Stolen away by Hoosman. Hoosman hurt his left ankle, it would appear. Tried to dump it back off. He is gimping, and they're going to stop. As it would appear, I think it's an ankle. But he's going to come out of the ball game. And when he went up, that leg, ankle, or knee, something gave out a little bit. And we'll try to get an idea of what they're looking at here. And he never went to the ground, and he's going to go to the end of the bench and get looked at by the trainer. A lot of attention right now for Brian Huseman, and he's putting a little bit more weight on whatever is injuring him. Turnover here. Kearney Catholic comes up with it. Layup by Lease, no good. They've had two layup attempts here in the last two trips, and one was an injury, and now the other one just a plain flat-out miss. And now Kearney Catholic's going to be whistled for the foul after Matt Moore commits the foul after Lease missed the layup. And that's going to be now 17 fouls on the Stars. And so we'll walk to the other end of the court, and Lincoln Lutheran will shoot free throws. They are 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And the front end of a 1-and-1 coming up here for Marshall Edding, who is a perfect 2-for-2 from the line. And the free throw is up, and it is good. That'll earn Edding an additional free throw attempt. 1:56 to go here, first quarter. And the second free throw good for Edding. He's a perfect 4-for-4. As a team, they're 5-for-5. Inbounded to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer slipped and passed it, but it went off of one of the Lincoln Lutheran players and out of bounds. That was Tyler Knapp, who couldn't quite come up with a steal there. So Holtmeyer will inbound it here. Stars could use a bucket. They had a comfortable lead, but a 5-0 run here for Lincoln Lutheran. In the corner, Isaac Richter has it. Gives it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer over a double team. Gives it back to Richter. Richter drives. Shot no good. Underneath, another shot no good. Another shot by Richter no good. And now a foul. Going to be whistled on Lincoln Lutheran, I believe. Yeah. And Kearney Catholic has had 5 shots within 3 feet of the basket in the last couple of minutes. None of them have gone in. Richter, though, with a couple of offensive rebounds, will now have a couple of free throws thanks to the foul whistled on Tanner Wachtel. The free throw is good. So Richter's first points of the season come from the free throw line. Connor Streit's going to check back into the ball game for Zach Jackson. So both Zach and Derek out of the game at the moment. Richter is at the line, and the free throw rattles home. First one, he turned the net inside out. That one, he was able to rattle in there. Here's Ely in the offensive zone. And they get the ball back out for Edding. Marshall Edding hands the ball back around. We're working around the perimeter. Polk's got it. Stars right now going man-to-man. Polk's in trouble. He's able to get the ball over for Tyler Knapp, and then we're going to have a reach here on Kearney Catholic. So more free throws coming up here for the Warriors. That one's going to go on Blake Holtmeyer. That's going to be his second personal foul. And quickly, Harrison Pierce checks in here to give Matt Moore a breather. Oh, actually, they called the foul on Moore. That is his second. When the official went 1-1, I thought that was for number 11 instead of giving the number 1 twice, apparently. The free throw up, no good, and Holtmeyer will pull down the rebound. So Moore picked up his second personal foul. Holtmeyer picked up the rebound. And now Lease has it in the offensive zone. He'll throw it top of the circle here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gets it in the corner for Streit. Streit on the dribble. He's looking around, gives it to Lease. Lease is going to drive, jump stop, float, shot, good. That was a pretty little move there by Alex Lease, who had the little drive, the jump stop, and then went right back into the air and floated over the top of the defender for the shot. Andrew Polk's got it in the lane. He'll hand the ball back out here for Knapp. Knapp doesn't want to shoot top the key, so he'll kick left side for Edding. Marshall Edding on the dribble, and before the shot, he walked with it. Holtmeyer forces the turnover here with some pretty good defense. Connor DeBus going to check back in here for the Warriors. And coming out is going to be Knapp. 38.7 seconds to go, and Hoosman is back at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench, and I don't see anything wrapped, taped, or iced. So I think that's probably a pretty good sign. Lease gets the inbounds. Pass up ahead now for Harrison Pierce. Gives it down low. Shot by Richter is blocked, and now a foul. Connor DeBus got one block clean. The second one, he's going to be whistled for a foul, and that'll be his second personal foul. And two shots coming up here from Richter. 26.8 to go here in the first quarter. And the training staff looked at, I don't know if it was the ankle or the knee of Brian Hoosman. I think it was the ankle, to be honest with you. And he was putting more weight on it as he went. So I'm sure we'll see him here in the second quarter. Second free throw coming up here for Richter, and it is good. So he goes one out of two on that trip. He's three out of four in the game, and the Stars lead at 18-7. Ely in the offensive zone gives it to Marshall Edding. Edding on the dribble. Stars going man-to-man. Backdoor cut here by Bailey Bliss. He misses the shot. 13 seconds to go as it's rebounded by the Stars. A lot of contact. Connor Streit comes up with it, and now a timeout for the Stars with 8.8 to go here. Coach Lease calls the timeout in lieu of maybe getting the ball turned over. Quick little timeout here for the Stars. We'll take it with them. 8.8 to go here before the end of the first quarter. We're back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, the Stars call a timeout thanks to a pretty good pressure being put on here for Lincoln Lutheran. And we'll see what they can do here with 8.8 to go before the first quarter comes to an end. The Stars lead it 18-7, and they'll inbound it just at the end of their bench, so they got to cover a little bit more than half the court here, and they'll bounce it in for Alex Lease. Lease will drive the lane. Lease with a little floater, short, tried to tip it up ahead to somebody, and it's out of bounds. Yeah, I don't think anybody else touched it to him. He was trying to tip it to somebody in underneath, but they actually cleared the lane there a little bit. And so it belongs here to Lincoln Lutheran. They'll inbound it to Polk, and Polk's just going to hold it on his hip, essentially, to end the first quarter. So one quarter is in the books. The Stars lead it 18-7 over Lincoln Lutheran. We'll be back with the second quarter after this.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, where the Stars lead it 18-7. They're trying to do a little doubleheader sweep here because earlier tonight the Lady Stars over Lincoln Lutheran in girls basketball, 64-33. They'll play for the championship of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. The girls will play tomorrow in the finals that begin at 2:30, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And if it continues at this pace and Kearney Catholic is able to win on the boys' side, we'll have the boys' game after the girls. If not, we'll have the boys' game before the girls with their consolation. The consolation game would be at 1 o'clock. The championship game is scheduled on the boys' side for 4:15. And then when we wrap all that up, don't forget tomorrow we'll have Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right now they're on the breeze, 94.5, and they'll be on Classic Hits tomorrow, the Storm will, because the Huskers will be on the breeze. Don't forget coverage from beginning to end in glorious FM on the Husker Football Network, 94.5. And 2 hours before that, we'll have a two-hour Doug and Daddy on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Stars get the inbounds, and they kick it right wing. Three-pointer by Lease, no good. Rebounded by Lincoln Lutheran. Edding brings in the offensive zone. He'll kick it back out for DeBusk as they work it around the perimeter. Andrew Polk with a mohawk with a curly tail carved into his head. And a backdoor cut. Driving here is DeBusk. DeBusk has the ball knocked loose by Holtmeyer. Steal, and Lees has his pocket picked. Ball being tipped around. And finally, Jacob Ely comes up with it. And Lincoln Lutheran forces the turnover by the Stars. So we swap turnovers and kick into the corner. That's Edding for three. It's no good. Rebound is taken down here by Harrison Pierce. Pierce now gives it to Lease. Lease on the dribble. Let's traffic clear a little bit. A little 2-3 zone here. We'll kick it off for Connor Strite. Gives it off on the left side for Isaac Richter. Richter kicks it back out for Lease. Open for three, and he hits the three. Alex Lease now with 7 points in the ball game. He hit the deck after a little bit of contact there, but did not get a foul call. Edding on that right side, kicks it in the corner for Andrew Polk. Polk a little ball fake. His baseline jumper is no good. Edding comes up with a rebound. Marshall Edding now will give the ball, and I think we have a held ball. One official calls a held ball. The other one does not feel like overruling him as they were driving in there. With the held ball situation, alternating possessions, Kearney Catholic started the quarter with the ball, so now it belongs to Lincoln Lutheran. 21-7, Stars lead by a couple of touchdowns. Around the perimeter we go, they give it to Polk. Polk picked up there defensively, man-to-man by Connor Strite. He'll get it in, now they kick it back out. There's Edding, and a three-pointer for Micah Edding, his first points of the ball game. Just the second field goal of the night here for Lincoln Lutheran. Long pass up ahead, a little bit too high, it's a turnover. And now coming up with it is going to be Edding. Edding gets it inside for Andrew Polk. Polk shot no good. Rebounded here by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's pass is stolen away. So Kearney Catholic, two straight turnovers here. Polk on the inside, kicks it right back for Marshall Edding, and he hits another three-pointer. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. Stars are going to take a full timeout here with 6:07 to go in the second quarter. It's 21-13. Lincoln Lutheran cutting in the lead a little bit, but the Stars lead it by eight. We're back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. The Stars still with an 8-point lead here, but their last three offensive trips, well, they haven't even got a shot off because they've turned the ball over. They just haven't really got things going here offensively much in the second half. They did stroke in a three-pointer with Alex Lees, but that's all they've gotten done here in the early stages of the second quarter. So timeout for Coach Lees and trying to make sure they kind of concentrate on things here a little bit because Lincoln Lutheran right now with a little bit of a surge. Late part of the first quarter, early part of the second quarter, and the Stars right now would very much like to throw a knockout punch if they can. So inbound the basketball is going to be Connor Strite. He can run the baseline if he wants to, and he'll get the ball to Alex Lease. Lease back to Strite. Strite, the trap coming, and his pass is stolen away. Edding comes up with it, and then he stepped on the baseline. He ran out of room. I think he was trying to pick up the ball in such a way to fake out Alex Lease, and he took a little extra half step with it, and he ended up stepping on the baseline. So Lincoln Lutheran could not quite finish the turnover there. And now Strite will inbound it. They give it to Holtmeyer, to Moore, quickly up ahead to Hoosman. Hoosman in the lane, a little running hook, no good. And Holtmeyer went and pushed that over the back call. That'll be a foul on Blake Holtmeyer. And that'll be his second. Zach Jackson going to check in here. So Mike Edding will step to the free throw line. That's now 19 fouls on Kearney Catholic, and Edding will go to the line. And again, Lincoln Lutheran has a team, a perfect 5-for-5 from the line. And that second, that free throw is no good. Hoosman pulls down the rebound, and Hoosman will get it up ahead here for Connor Strite. Strite on the dribble, gets it off on the right side here for Zach Jackson. Back around the perimeter we go. Lease has it. Lease from the free throw line is going to kick it back out for Jackson. Back to Strite. Right to Moore. Moore facing the little man-to-man here. Gives it to Lease. Lease backdoor cut. His pass tipped. A lot of contact there. And they kind of got a hit in the chops there. Connor Strite had it, and he's going to be the one pushed here. And the officials are talking with the Lincoln Lutheran coaching staff. I think they got that one right. Strite had the position and most of the ball. He's the one who got popped in the chops, and Strite now will go to line, and he's going to shoot a 1-1. That's now 17 fouls whistled on Lincoln Lutheran. Star is fortunate there because they were a little sloppy with the ball. And Strite hits the free throw. Both these two teams shooting pretty well from the free throw line. Stars have missed only one, and Lincoln Lutheran has also missed only one. Second free throw here by Strite is up and good. Now push that lead back out to 10. 23-10 on the drive, and we're going to have a block whistled on Matt Moore. And that, I believe, is going to be the third foul on Moore. Very quickly, Lincoln Lutheran going right up court. They got that long outlet pass to Mike Edding, and Edding drove in hard. And now he'll shoot a couple of free throws. It's up and good. In for the Stars, going to be Harrison Pierce and Derek Jackson. Moore is going to come out because that is his third personal foul. Free throw, a little bit short there. Up high for it is Lease. And now Lease will get the ball out here in the offensive zone here for Kearney Catholic. Pass tipped, but Hoosman's able to track it down. Hoosman on the drive. Hoosman kicks it back out for Lease. Lease, top of the key three, short, and the rebound taken out by Andrew Polk. Polk lets traffic clear. They get it out for Marshall Edding. Out left side for Micah. Micah, three, no good. Rebounded Derek Jackson. Jackson up ahead to Lease. Stars, secondary break here. Spin move by Lease. Rattles in and out. That was halfway down. A little hand-to-hand fighting going after a loose ball, and it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. Connor DeBus couldn't quite come up with the ball, but neither could Harrison Pierce. Pierce was the last to touch it and out of bounds. So in the offensive zone here is going to be Micah Edding. And Edding, well, will be picked up there by Connor Strite, and Strite forces the turnover. He walked with it. So turnovers bouncing out here a little bit here. I still have Kearney Catholic with one more turnover than Lincoln Lutheran. Checking in here for the Stars is Zach Jackson. 4:38 to go in the second quarter, 23-14. Stars with the lead and the basketball. Zach Jackson on the dribble, gives it to Strite. Strite, great baseline drive, and he scores. His first field goal of the night. And up ahead comes Andrew Polk. Polk in the offensive zone, backdoor cut through the lane. And that long pass by Lincoln Lutheran is out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover. Ely and Tyler Knapp going to check back in here for Lincoln Lutheran, trailing at 25-14. Tossing it in is going to be Jackson. Jackson to Jackson with dribble. Here is Derek. Derek will get it up ahead for Lease. Lease will floater on that baseline, and it's good. He's got 9.5. We still got 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Ely has it. They'll kick it out for Polk. Polk will pull the trigger on a three, and Andrew Polk with his first 3 points of the night. Jackson facing pressure, gets it to Lease. Lease pass all the way up court to Streit. Streit is bumped on the drive by Marshall Edding, and that's going to be a foul on Edding. And that is going to send Connor Streit to the free throw line. That'll be just a one and one. That is now 18 fouls on Lincoln Lutheran. Stars have committed 10, so any foul they commit will result in two free throws for the Warriors. I think Lutheran's jersey is very similar to what St. Paul wears, right down to the color scheme. Connor Streit's free throw up and good. St. Paul, in spite of their name, generally doesn't have a cross on the back of their uniforms, like both the Stars and the Warriors do here, Lincoln Lutheran and Kearney Catholic. 3:52 to go. The free throw by Streit, good. That gets him one more, and this one's also good. He's a perfect 4-for-4 from the line, and the Stars have a 12-point lead, 29-17. Edding has it. Kicks it out right side for Tyler Knapp. Knapp watching traffic come through here. Stars right now zoning it. Knapp being well covered over there. He has to give it off on that right side. Dribbling through it is Bailey Bliss. And Bliss just dribbles out of trouble, gives it to Andrew Polk, and they're trying to do a little backdoor cut. It was deflected by Jackson, yeah, and out of bounds. Two officials on that side look at each other and question that. Here's what I thought I saw. What'd you see? And from my vantage point, it looked to me like it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. So Bliss going to inbound it, and Squires checks back into the game. He's had some foul trouble. He picked up two fouls in the first 30 seconds of the game. So he's back out there. And a long pass, saving it as Ely, but right into the hands of the Stars, and here comes Kearney Catholic on the run. Lease has it. He'll throw it right wing. Connor Streit picked up, so he'll kick it back out. Here's a three-pointer for Lease, and Lease will stroke the three. Well, they scrambled, and Kearney Catholic made him pay. Quick pass up ahead for Ely, and he'll give it right back out here for Andrew Polk. 32-17, largest lead of the game here for Kearney Catholic. On the dribble is Polk. Polk gives it off left side. Ball fake for Knapp. Knapp picked up there by Lease. Knapp still with the dribble. He's got it top of the circle. 5 second count going on, so he'll hand the ball off for Edding. And that'll be a foul on Brian Hoosman. Hoosman a little out of position, ends up doing a little bit of a push there. That'll be his first team foul, but it's going to result in two free throws coming up here for Lincoln Lutheran. Lutheran 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Much of that being done by Marshall Edding, who's a perfect 4-for-4, and we jinxed it because he missed the first free throw of the night for him. He misses the first of two here. DeBusk and Walker Tanner Walkall going to check in here for Lincoln Lutheran. Second free throw by Edding. Rolls around and is good, and substitution for the shooter here as Micah Edding will come in for his twin brother Marshall. And Lutheran is going to drop back to about three-quarter court here to pressure. And Squires will inbound it to Lease. And Lease is going to be picked up a little token pressure here. He'll dribble through it, take it into the lane, and put up a little floater. Back of the iron, no good. Lease gets his own rebound and then didn't have anywhere to go with it, so he tried to shoot it, and it's in the hands now of Connor DeBusk here. And on the drive, Jacob Ely dribbles it off of his foot and out of bounds. The Stars are going to inbound. Again, Lincoln Lutheran doing a lot of the things that they want to do. They want to pressure the ball. They want to speed up the tempo of the game. Kearney Catholic's okay with that, but you know, Lincoln Lutheran's still playing their style, but they're just not hitting those shots, and they tend to turn it over maybe a little bit too much. A little ball fake here for Hoosman on the inside. Got the defender out of position, and he just essentially just laid it up and in. That was a pretty ball fake by Brian Hoosman to get the defender out of position. DeBusk will throw it on the inside. Ball is loose. Jackson trying to tie it up. It's on the ground. Jackson's going to pick it up, and they're going to say he double dribbled it. But Coach Lease is smiling. He's okay with that. You know, you guys pressured the ball pretty good. Couldn't quite come up with a handle. That's okay. And that was pretty good defense there for Kearney Catholic, even though they couldn't quite finish the steal there. They're trying to pressure here as Connor DeBusk will inbound it, and he'll toss it in for Micah Edding. Edding, long pass, picked up by Marshall Edding, who checked in. Nice kick out for DeBusk, who will try the three. It is no good, and rebounded by David Squires. That's a little bit of what the night's been like for Lincoln Lutheran. They got a fairly good look, but couldn't hit the shot. Now the pass on that left side, and Zach Jackson driving the baseline there is foul before he can put up a shot. Isaac Richter will check in here because that'll be a one and one. I don't think they're going to say he was shooting. Yeah, Richter's going to come in. He's going to come in for Squires with a minute 40 to go here in the second quarter. So Zach Jackson to the line for the front end of a one and one here, leading it 34 to 18. His free throw is up and no good. High for the rebound is Andrew Polk. Polk snags the bound. Quick outlet pass here. Polk gets it back now. He's got it between the circles. Now left wing, they give it for Edding. Around the corner, they give it for Micah Edding now. And Micah Edding rolls it over for Andrew Polk into the corner. And they'll give it off on that right side here for Marshall Edding. Kick back out for Micah. His three, no good. Rebounded by Isaac Richter. Richter gives it to Jackson. Jackson lost the ball, so that'll be a turnover here. And now Kearney Catholic forces another turnover. Ball knocked loose by Lease into the hands of Zach Jackson. Now dribbling behind the back here is going to be Derek Jackson. Derek will give it off for Zach. Around the perimeter we go. Here comes Lease for three. No good. Richter trying to get the rebound. And the Warriors can't come up with it. They were in better position. Good job for Isaac Richter not committing the foul, but he was able to knock the ball loose enough that Tanner Wachtel couldn't come up with it. It goes off Wachtel's hands and out of bounds. Connor Strike going to check back in here for the Stars. Out is going to be Holtmeyer. And Lease is going to inbound it with a minute one to go. They get it in for Strite. Strite, low ball fake. Low runner now in the lane. It is short, as I think he lost the handle on the way up. And Tanner Wacko comes up with it. They give it off for Ely. Lincoln Lutheran up ahead. They throw it left side here for Micah Edding. Edding right back out for Ely. Ely facing a little trapping zone here. They give it back out for Micah Edding. Right wing for Wackle. Wackle trying to get it on the baseline and does for Jacob Ely. Ely in a little bit of trouble dribbling through. Gets to the free throw line for Micah Edding. They'll kick it back out. Nice ball movement here. Give it to Marshall Edding. His shot no good, and Isaac Richter pulls down the rebound. Good ball movement by Lincoln Lutheran, and the Kearney Catholic defense didn't give anything up. Drive by Lees. Kick into the corner for Strite. Strite three, no good. Air ball is picked up by Isaac Richter. And that's essentially going to be an assist there, I guess. Richter gets the shot. He's got 5 points in the game, and it's 36-18. 6 seconds left. Quick jumper left side, no good. Offensive rebound by Marshall Edding. He'll kick it out for Micah. Micah, three at the buzzer, no good. And we'll head to the locker room. Stars lead it 36-18 here at intermission. And we'll take a quick little breather. And we'll come back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report and hopefully talk with Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic High School. They won earlier today 64-33. The Stars boys team in pretty good shape here. They lead it 36-18 at intermission. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kearney Catholic leading here at intermission over Lincoln Lutheran. Again, they got things doubled up on them. They lead at 36-18 here at intermission. And again, Both these two teams really kind of like to run and gun, come right after each other. They look like each other quite a bit. But right now the Stars are certainly getting the better of it, in part because they are shooting a little bit better. You know, both teams, you can tell it's the first game of the season, as it is a little bit sloppy out there. But the Stars lead it here, 36-18 at intermission. Earlier tonight, of course, Kearney Catholic won fairly comfortably in girls basketball. A final in that one of 64-33. And kind enough to talk to us about that is Kearney Catholic head girls basketball coach Rick Petrie. And coach, you know, you had your exhibition game the other night against Minden, but I think you find out a lot more when you play for real. What'd you think after your first game under your belt?
You know, we did a lot of nice things in the first half, Randy, and I was pretty pleased with how we played. You know, anytime you've got a big lead, sometimes it's tough to come out the second half with the same intensity, and, you know, obviously we didn't do that.
And in the first half, you were going with the full court pressure here, which
right.
is really going to be kind of your bread and butter. It's probably a little bit easier to have that kind of intensity, too. You have to be very happy with how that defense worked for you.
Yeah, we really haven't had a chance to practice it that much, you know, a little bit. But, you know, the nice thing about having an experienced team, they know what they're doing most of the time, and so we're able to do the things we want to do.
And, you know, obviously with them going as far as they do in the state volleyball tournament, it kind of slows down. You don't have as much practice. It's a good problem to have because it means you got athletes who are playing basketball for you as well. How is the process of kind of getting this team kind of – it's certainly not the team you're going to be, you know, playing with in February and March, but kind of where are they in terms of doing the things that you know that they can do?
You know, actually, you know, we're doing a decent job so far, you know. There are times when I don't think we share the basketball enough. Everybody wants to score, and, you know, that's just something that comes from playing with each other. But for the most part, we've done a pretty good job. You know, the tough thing is looking at practice stuff. We've only really had, like, two practices with everybody at practice, so that's been kind of a tough thing to adjust to. But, you know, for the most part, I'm pretty pleased with how we've played.
And it wasn't exactly a half-court offense, but Ali Prasowski kind of showed pretty good range, was in that little stretch there, and I think the girls kind of realized Ali was hot. She got the ball, I think, in like four or five possessions or something like that, and stroked in three-pointers and then had a nice little drive as well. Talk a little bit about how she played.
Yeah, Ali's been shooting the ball really well preseason, and, you know, I think that the kids understand that when she's shooting well, let's get her the ball and get her shots, because, you know, for the most part, she's going to knock those down. And that was one thing, you know, we got in that little stretch, and they kept finding her, and she kept knocking them down.
Tomorrow, game two of the season, fairly good chance you're going to play Sandy Creek. What is the importance of a game like that this early on in the year? If it is going to be Sandy Creek, let's just make an assumption here.
Well, you know, if it is, we've got to get beyond the name of Sandy Creek, and we just have to go play basketball. You know, obviously, we have to try and do some things to stop Michaela Shaw, but, you know, she can't play one against five, so she's got four other teammates that have to be on the floor, and we have to do the things that we're capable of doing and not try and do too much. And that's the thing we do sometimes, or we did tonight, is try and do too much instead of maybe making an extra pass or maybe kicking the ball out from the post. We try and force things up and leads to turnovers or block shots or just some ugly basketball at times. But, you know, I think anytime you play good opponents, you hopefully raise the level of your game, and I think that that's something that I hope to see tomorrow.
Part of that ugly basketball you mentioned, you know, first game of the year.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those things that if you get in that offensive flow, you always look like a better basketball team. I think
True.
Defensively, you kind of really saw a lot of positive things out there. Really,
yeah, we did a great job of trapping the ball. I think, you know, we read the next pass. We knew we're most of the time where we should be, and we got to those spots. And, you know, I thought our guards showed tremendous energy that first half and really made our press go.
And one last question. You mentioned the guards, and again, I agree with you. They played very well. Talk a little bit about your post play, especially Theron and Megan.
Well, I thought Megan, played really well. She takes what she's given. You know, Sometimes I like to see her maybe be a little bit more aggressive inside. Theron tonight, I can't say that it was her best game. I thought a couple times she forced things on a drive. But, you know, she's going to battle.
Yep.
She's a great competitor, and that's one thing, you know, I love about her is that she's going to get after it no matter what, and she'll keep fighting. And, you know, if tonight wasn't her best game, maybe tomorrow will be. And, you know, at some point in time, she's going to carry it.
Yeah, well, we don't know for sure that it is Sandy Creek. In any event, we'll have the championship game tomorrow, pregame at 2:15, and we'll tip it at 2:30 tomorrow. Rick, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Thanks, Randy.
And best of luck tomorrow. Once again, 36-18 is our halftime score of the boys' game. Kearney Catholic ahead. The girls won earlier tonight, 64-33 over Lincoln Lutheran. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Take a break. Back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Stars lead at 36-18 at intermission. They led after one quarter of play, 18-7. Let's go through the numbers here. First of all, for Lincoln Lutheran, leading the way for them is Marshall Edding. He's got 8 points to go with three rebounds. 4 points for Micah Edding. Jacob Ely also has three, and Andrew Polk stroked in a three-pointer for his 3 points here in the ball game. For Kearney Catholic, leading the way is Alex Lease. He's got 12 points here at intermission. 8 points for Brian Hoosman, 6 points for Connor Stripe, Matt Moore with 5 points, and Isaac Richter, the only non-starter to score. He's got 5 points here at intermission. Again, the Stars lead it at intermission by a score of 36-18 over Lincoln Lutheran. We'll take one last break. We'll be back in the third quarter right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's get you updated on a couple of other scores for you as well. The Loper volleyball team did win in four sets today, 25-21, 25-18, 26-28, and then winning that fourth and final set, 25-14 over Southwest Minnesota State to advance to the NCAA Division II Volleyball Central Regional Championships. They advanced to the round of 16. And again, Concordia, St. Paul is probably their opponent. They're playing as we speak. Don't know the results of that one as of yet. One other score for you, Kearney over DeSoto, Kansas, 62-55 in boys basketball. They'll play for the championship of the Hayes Shootout. And I think they won it 2 years in a row. They're going for the third. Yeah, they won it 2 years in a row. They're going for the third. So congratulations to the Bearcats, and we wish them the best of luck tomorrow. Kearney Catholic has possession of the basketball to start the second half here. They're bringing in the offensive zone as they'll give it top of the circle here for Brian Hoosman. They go with their starters here in the ball game for the most part, but Derek Jackson's going to start. He's going to fire the three. Jumper's up, no good. Andrew Polk pulls down the rebound. So Jackson's out there. Matt Moore is not. That's the substitution. Otherwise, it's Hoosman, Strike, Squires, and Lee. On the bounce here is Andrew Polk. Polk has his pocket picked by Strike. Strike. He has it knocked from behind, and you might have heard everybody yell Wolf just a little bit ago because it was knocked away from him as he was dribbling, but Kearney Catholic will maintain possession as the ball went out of bounds. Inbounded here for Hoosman. Shot no good. Strike over to Lease. Lease now lost it on the way up, and they're going to call him for a player control foul. Sitting in there waiting for the drive was Micah Edding, and Edding, nice defensive play. They're going to call Lease for the player control foul, and I certainly know Edding was not moving because I didn't even know he was down there. He was shielded by somebody else. And Nobody named Lease is complaining about the call, so neither the head coach or the player said a word about that. So I think that probably was a pretty good play there by Edding and a good call by the officials. So score remains 36-18. And in the offensive zone, driving here is going to be Marshall Edding, and Edding lost the ball. And actually, they're going to say that Lease, when he came up with it, has his heels on the baseline. He came up with a loose ball, but he was out of bounds at the time, it would appear. So Connor DeBusk is going to inbound it here for Lincoln Lutheran. And he'll give it top of the circle. Back out to Polk. Polk, entry pass on the inside. Backing in is Micah Edding. And his pass through the lane stolen away by Hoosman. Hoosman, his pass stolen, but Hoosman gets it back. Hoosman's going to drive. Hoosman's going to take it off glass. It's no good. And the defensive rebound taken out of there by Edding. Micah Edding kicks it right back out. Here's DeBust for three. A little bit too strong. Rebounded by Hoosman. Hoosman's going to dribble through traffic. He's going to take it down to the baseline. And both these two teams right now are just wired to get charges here. They're trying to get those defensive plays there with a charge. Hoosman's got it. He's going to kick it in the corner. There's Squires for three. And David Squires has his first 3 points of the season as the big man soaks in the three from the corner. Edding has it, and they'll work it in the offensive zone here. 6:22 to go in the third quarter. Stars lead it now 39-18. They enter it inside. Ball's loose. They're going to tie it up. Lease not only tied up, Mike Edding, he then helped him up. Alternating possessions going to give Lincoln Lutheran the ball here. They're going to inbound it, toss it in here for Andrew Polk. Polk on the dribble. Kearney Catholic right now going man-to-man. Sagging away from the ball, of course. Marshall Edding has it. And then they'll give it to Micah. Backdoor cut. Ball knocked loose by... He thought it was going to go to Lease. Lease couldn't come up with it. Kearney Catholic nearly makes the steal. Instead, they'll continue to play defense as Lutheran will inbound it on their own baseline. 39-18, 6:01 to go here, third quarter. Stars, it would appear, in pretty good shape to play for the Grand Island Central Catholic early season championship game tomorrow. Pass on the left side for Jacob Ealy. They'll give it now in that corner for DeBusk. DeBusk, skip pass. There's Micah Edding, and he'll hit a three-pointer. Great ball movement there by Lincoln Lutheran. That skip pass got Micah Edding open just enough to stroke in that three-pointer before Connor Strike put a hand in his face. Lease will bring in the offensive zone here. On the sideline, will drive. Off glass, too strong. Rebound by DeBust. Lutheran's going to let traffic clear. Polk's got it. Polk runs into Connor Strike. Now be a charge. Yes, Strike was there, and he was camped out. And everybody's trying to do it. Everybody's trying to get a charge. And certainly, Connor Strike, that's a good call. Yes, Polk ran into him. That'll be the first foul here on Polk. Edding got one earlier on Lease. That was the right call then, too. Moore gets the inbound, and he'll get the ball to Lease. Lease tips it now to Holtmeyer as the ball was loose. Holtmeyer gives it. Holtmeyer's going to drive, and Holtmeyer takes it off glass, and he scores. He's just got those long arms. He glides in there. Lays it off the glass, and it's 41-21. Stars with a 20-point lead. Micah Edding looking over the top of the pressure put on by Derek Jackson. Finds a cutter in the lane. Floater by Marshall Edding up and good. He's got 10 in the game. Inbounded quickly for Moore as the Warriors trying to pressure the ball. They do box the ball loose. It's being tipped around, and finally coming up with it was Connor DeBusk. The ball is loose, so that's not over and back at midcourt. They get it down low for Tanner Walkel. Walkel will kick it out here for Marshall Edding. Edding for three, no good. Isaac Richter in great position, and then he's held in underneath by Jacob Ealy. So 4:32 to go here. The foul actually is going to be on Walkel, and that'll be his second. They wipe a little sweat off the ball, and now hand it off to Blake Holtmeyer, who gives it to Moore. Moore flies down the sideline. Pressure coming, gives it to Richter on the baseline, gives it to a cutter. That's Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer shot no good. Ball's out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by either Isaac Richter or Holtmeyer. So 41-23, 4:21 to go here, third quarter. This game has really kind of settled down a little bit. Both teams really going after each other, and a lot of times they didn't even have 10 seconds of possession in the early stages of the ball game. It slowed down here a little bit. They give it for Marshall Edding. Edding will kick right wing here for Bailey Bliss. Back around the perimeter we go as the bus casket. Skip pass in the corner. That's Edding. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. That skip pass is worked a couple of times to get Micah Edding open enough to drain a three-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Six of those coming from behind the arc in this quarter. Lease has it near midcourt. We'll give it off on the left side to Matt Moore. Moore in the lane. A little spin. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Ball knocked loose into the hands of Holtmeyer somehow. And Holtmeyer is just going to slip through the defense and lay it up and in. Squires will check in here in a moment as Edding now will kick it back out for Micah Edding. So we go from Marshall to Micah. The three is no good. Rebounded by Lease. And now in the offensive zone is going to be Moore. Moore picked up defensively there by DeBusque. And he's bumped a little bit. No foul because there wasn't one there. And Lease gave it away. Now he gets it back. Lease is going to fire a three. It's no good. Up high is Holtmeyer for the rebound. Holtmeyer gives it inside for Richter. Richter's going to take it off last. And Isaac Richter now with 7 points in the ball game. Long pass. Derek Jackson trying to make the steal. Can't quite come up with it as it goes out of bounds. Stars are going to send in four new players. Squires and Connor Streit. Zach Jackson. Holtmeyer and Hoosman. Those are the guys out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Marshall Edding has it here for the Warriors, and he'll drive, kick it left side here for Bailey Bliss, who also checked in a moment ago. Up high for the rebound is Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it up ahead to Squires. Squires wasn't ready for it, but he's able to react to the ball. He's got the dribble now. They leave him open for the three. He'll pump fake it, give it to Streit. Streit back around on the inside. They give it for Hoosman, and they're going to have a little push whistle here on Lincoln Lutheran as they kind of reached around trying to knock the ball loose and didn't have the position. So the foul is going to be on Micah Edding, and that is going to be his third. Three team fouls whistled on Lincoln Lutheran here in the second half, only one on Kearney Catholic. Again, these two teams went full court man-to-man pressure defense early on. Well, they zoned a little bit too, but they went full court pressure early on. They both backed down a little bit. Off the inbounds play, it's set up for a three for David Squires. He misses it, and now Squires knocks the ball loose after the rebound by Josh LeMaster, who came up with it. And then Squires, pretty good hustle play to knock the ball loose. Couldn't quite finish the steal, though. So LeMaster, give him credit for a rebound. And now we'll get it out there for Jacob Ealy. Polk gives it off right wing. Bouncing with it is Micah Edding. He'll kick it back out here for Ealy. Ealy's going to drive. Has a shot blocked by Hoosman, but it goes out of bounds. Alex Lee's going to check in here for the Stars. And, Dad, who do I go in for? The answer is Blake Holtmeyer. Edding to toss it in here. And off the screen, they get it to Andrew Polk. Polk there picked up by Lease, though. So he'll use up his dribble. It's dead. And they'll bounce past it on the baseline. Trying to back in a little bit is Jacob Ealy. They gave it away. Now Ealy gets it back. Around the perimeter we go. We kick it out here. Tyler Knapp, and Knapp will hit a three. Knapp open for the three. He strokes in the three, his first points of the ball game. 45-29, Stars with the lead. Pass up ahead here for Hoosman. Minute 38 to go, third quarter. Right wing, here's Lease. He'll kick it right back out. Not a good pass for Streit. He was open for the three, but now they give it off for the big man, Squires. Squires can't get it to go. Rebounded in underneath. Now a bucket and a foul. Brian Hoosman pulled down the rebound. Fought through the body laying down there. And now he'll try to go the free throw line and finish off a three-point play. As he hung up in the air, got the little tip, and also hit on the arm. So he'll head to the line with his team leading at 47-29. The foul on Micah Edding is third. Free throw by Hoosman. Back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Andrew Polk. So here come the Warriors as Ely's got it, has it stolen away. Lease can't come up with it. Now it's on the ground. They're going to tie it up. Say what, both these two teams are playing hard. There's a ball loose. You're going to see somebody diving for it. And it doesn't matter what color jersey you're talking about. These two teams going right after each other, playing hard, playing clean. Been a very enjoyable game, and the Stars right now getting the better of it. They lead it 47-29, minute 13 to go. The alternating possession allows Kearney Catholic to inbound the ball and put Matt Moore back in the battle here. He checked in. Backdoor cut for Hoosman. Hoosman's going to drive. Hoosman's going to lay it up and in. He's just like a deer. He just takes a couple of bounds and up in the air he goes, and the defender kind of backed away saying, I can't do anything but foul here. So Polk's got it. He'll give it up on their right wing for Knapp. Knapp, ball fake against Moore, but Moore not giving up any ground. They give it for Edding. Edding picked up there defensively by Hoosman. Now we'll give it off on that left side. Tyler Knapp has it. Moore's got him. He's belly button to belly button with him now, and a little push there I think Knapp might have got away with, and they'll give it off here for Polk, and we got a timeout for Lincoln Lutheran. Surprised they didn't call a foul there because Andrew Polk just kind of reached out there and created a little bit of space. Not a bad foul, but no foul call. Timeout Lincoln Lutheran with 33.3 to go here. Third quarter, Stars lead at 49-29. We're back right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Back here at Cope Coliseum with the Stars up ahead by 20 here against Lincoln Lutheran, and Lincoln Lutheran forced to kind of call a timeout here to kind of figure out this Kearney Catholic defense and maybe settle things down a little bit. It's not chippy by any stretch of the imagination, but Lincoln Lutheran, I think, clearly a little bit frustrated right now. So Jason Glines figures, you know, there's no sense in waiting another 33 seconds to talk about what we need to do here. Let's just talk about it right now. They don't want to trail by 20 heading into the fourth quarter, so figure you get a bucket here, maybe make something happen. You can have a little bit of spark in your step when you start the final stanza. The inbound it for Tyler Knapp. Stars going man-to-man here. They get it for Micah Edding. Edding kicks it in the corner here for Jacob Ely. Ely, long skip pass back out here for Knapp. Knapp picked up there by Streit. Great pressure being put on. Now backing in is going to be Marshall Edding. Edding, good drive in lane, no good. Rebounded by Hoosman. Stars on the run. They got a 3-on-2 here. And a little floater up, and they're going to call a charge. Not a lot of contact, but certainly enough. And definitely the defender was there. They're going to wave off the bucket made by Brian Hoosman. And so Hoosman picks up his second personal foul. 7.2 to go here. Micah Edding is going to inbound it and then get the ball right back from Tanner Wachtel. So Edding brings in the offensive zone. A little moving screen there. He got away with it, and they tried the three-pointer, and they're going to call a foul on Squires at the buzzer. And Lees can't believe it, nor can I. There was clearly a moving screen, and fighting through the moving screen, they're going to call the defender for a foul. So three free throws coming up here for Micah Edding. As already both coaching staffs are having the opportunity to talk to the players, because Edding will go to the line and he'll have three free throws here. And the first one is up and it is good. 49-30. Not quite done with the third quarter here. As Edding hits another one. And again, he was well behind the three-point arc. He was about 30 feet away. And this one in and out, no good. So that'll do it for the third quarter now. 49-31. Lincoln Lutheran down by 18, but they whittle away at it here a little bit in the final moments of the third quarter. And it will be Lutheran ball to start the fourth quarter. And we come back right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Lincoln Lutheran gets the ball inbounded, and they are trying to set up shop here a little bit. Nice entry pass on the inside, and Andrew Polk, good body control, hits the shot, and that'll cut that lead down to 16. Here come the Stars trying to answer right back. On the run here is Derek Jackson. Jackson kicks in the corner, a three-pointer, good for Connor Stry. His first points of the second half. He's got 9 in the ball game, and it's 52-33. Stars answering the bell here a little bit. Edding. Bounce pass, knocked loose by Hoosman, and somehow Micah Edding gets the ball back. I don't know how he did that. Long pass out here for Jacob Ely. Ely pass on the inside, loose, picked up by Squires. On the run are the Stars. Connor Stride on the dribble. Has it knocked from behind and stolen away now. With it is Ely. Ely, jump stop, shot, no good in traffic. Good pressure there by Squires. Long outlet pass, trying to save it is DeBust, and DeBust does save it, but into the hands of Hoosman, and Hoosman's going to lay it up and in. We got bodies flying all over the place. Long pass up ahead here for Marshall Edding. 54-33. Edding trying to back in. Edding, that's a tough shot, no good. And over the back on the rebound is going to be Marshall Edding. I'm going to call him for the push. That's going to be his third personal foul. Nice save there by DeBusk. Making a lot of contact with Coach Matt Johnson over there. Johnson can handle it. On the drive here is going to be Lease. Lease, wow, they found a little seam for him. He just knifed through there. His first bucket of the second half. He's got 14 in the game, and it's 56-33. Almost a steal by Lease, but coming up with it is DeBusk. He's going to kick it in the corner for Edding. Edding, long jumper up. Good for Micah Edding. And Edding coming alive here a little bit. He's got 3 three-pointers in this half, 4 in the game. Pass up ahead here for Derek Jackson. Jackson's going to drive, dish into the corner. Hoosman's got it, ball fake, and he double dribbled with it. Kind of tried to do things a little bit too quickly, and he turned the ball over. Moore and Holtmeyer are going to check in here for the Stars. Jackson and Strite coming out. And Polk will inbound on the far side for Lincoln Lutheran. 56-36. 6:02 to go, and Kearney Catholic, unless something really phenomenal happens, will play for the championship of the Grand Island Central Catholic Early Season Tournament tomorrow at 4:15. Again, we'll have the game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Drive a little bit too strong here for Connor DeBusk. Now with the dribble is Matt Moore. Moore will get it up ahead. Stars have numbers. On the bounce here is Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer runs into Marshall Edding, and you guessed it, another charge. Fifth charge, I think, between these two teams in the ball game, something like that anyway. It's been one of the favorite calls. And you know what? I have not disagreed with a single one of those charge calls tonight. You don't even see that many attempts at collecting a charge in the course of a game, let alone getting all the calls. Long inbounds here for Bailey Bliss. And Bliss now brings it across the timeline. Stars are going man-to-man here. Bliss is picked up by Hoosman. Bliss will drive, and a block. Lease got there just a shade late, apparently. Coach Lease thought his youngest was there in time. As it turns out, you're going to have 2 shots coming up here for Bailey Bliss. And Coach Lease trying to get the explanation from the official what it is, and I don't know what the official said, but it did make Lease laugh. The free throw is up and good. I have to move my microphone closer so he can pick up that, I guess. So Bliss on the free throw. Up and good. Lincoln Lutheran is going to win their share of games. They're a pretty solid team here. So they hit a couple of free throws, makes it 56-38. 18-point game at halftime, 18-point game now. Driving his lease, takes it to the baseline, still has a dribble, gives it to Squires. Squires quick pass to Holtmeyer, skip pass back out here for Lease, and Lease hits the 3. Tic-tac-toe, the passing there, setting up Alex Lease for that 3. Stolen away by Hoosman. Ball Back in the hands of Moore. Moore gives it to Squires. Up ahead to Hoosman. Hoosman, two on two here. A little floater in the lane. Back in the iron, no good. Rebounded by Bailey Bliss. Good look there, but the Stars don't hit the shot. And it's still 59-38. 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. On the bounce, Andrew Polk, and we got a hold on the inside. And Squires knocked down Josh LeMaster. And that is going to be the fourth on David Squires. So Squires now has more fouls than he's got points. He'll come out of the ball game. So will Hoosman. Checking in is going to be Zach Jackson and Isaac Richter. Inbounded on the inside here for Josh LeMaster. Good defense there by Richter, so he'll kick the ball back out. Knapp's got it. Knapp gives it in underneath, and Richter with a block, but they're going to say he fouled Josh LeMaster. It's one of those, if you block him from behind, it's awfully hard to do that without committing a push, and that was called a push. And LeMaster will go line and shoot two. Free throw's good. .427 to go here, fourth quarter, 59-39. Stars with a 20-point lead. They're led by 18 in intermission, 36-18. Second free throw on the way by LeMaster. Back the iron, no good. Lease will snag the rebound. Brings in the offensive zone. Picked up there defensively by Edding. Ball knocked loose. Lease picks it up. Still has his dribble going. Throws it in the lane. Somehow that loose ball is picked up by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer hit on the elbow. Good ball fake, got the defender out of position. Holtmeyer went right back up with it, mostly to get the foul, and maybe he'll score there, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. It was LeMaster that was in the air, whistled for his first personal foul. Seven fouls whistled against the Stars. That's the fifth now against Lincoln Lutheran. And the free throw by Holtmeyer, his first of the season, it's good. Free throw, back the iron, no good. Tipped into the hands of Holtmeyer. Give credit to Richter for keeping that one alive. Now driving is Lease. Lease takes it off glass, no good. Richter with the rebound, and Richter off glass. Isaac Richter, a couple of nice plays there to keep that one alive and then to pull down the rebound. And then the bucket. So here's Bliss in the offensive zone. More great defensive play there. They'll give it top of the circle for LeMaster. LeMaster works it back around the perimeter. A little ball fake here for Nathan Eames, who checked in a little bit ago during the free throws. And they'll give it off here for Tyler Knapp. Knapp, jump stop, gives it to LeMaster. LeMaster is picked up by Richter, gives it over for Eames. And pretty good defense here. Also patient offense for Lincoln Lutheran. And LeMaster comes up with a shot. Richter fell down, and that got LeMaster open enough to hit a little shot as he took a nice little step up. So 62-41, 3:27 to go here, fourth quarter. Stars going to play for the championship tomorrow. Holtmeyer is going to kick it out. Moore, par three, and Moore hits the three. His first point since the first quarter, 65-41. On the bounce here is going to be Bailey Bliss, and we got another timeout whistle there for Lincoln Lutheran. Lutheran calls their next to last timeout. 3:08 to go here, fourth quarter, 65-41. Stars in control. We're back right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic as the Stars right now in great shape. They lead it 65-41, so they will play tomorrow. We'll end up having a triple header for you tomorrow here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll start with the girls' championship of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. We're assuming it'll be Sandy Creek, but They definitely would be the favorite against Wood River. But in any event, the Stars will be there tomorrow at 2:30 at Grand Island Central Catholic. Our pregame will start around 2:20 tomorrow at GICC. And then the boys' championship will follow that at 4:15. Kearney Catholic will take on the winner of Wood River and Sandy Creek on the boys' side as well. And then after that, we'll have coverage of Tri-City Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as they're in Fargo to take on the Force. After the inbounds, Lincoln Lutheran will pass it around, and Tyler Knapp comes up with the shot. It will not fall. Rebounded by Riley Smith, who checked in during the timeout. Ball is knocked in the backcourt, and tracking it down is Eanes for Lincoln Lutheran. They maintain the possession. Stars still going man-to-man here as LeMasters picked up by Richter. And they'll get the ball back out here for Tyler Knapp. And Knapp now is going to flip it back out here for Riley Smith. Pass on the inside. Edding lost it, gets it back, and now he's going to lay it up and in. So nice job moving the ball around. And now Kearney Catholic, they're going to quickly kick the ball into the corner. The three-pointer is up and no good for Harrison Pierce. But on the right side, Jackson drains the three. So Zach Jackson draining the three-pointer. So on the bounce here, Tyler Knapp, his pass knocked loose by Moore. Moore pushed from behind, and Marshall Edding got away with a foul here, but the Stars maintain possession, so I guess that doesn't hurt anything now, does it? Moore brings it in the offensive zone. The pass on the inside by Harrison Pierce, knocked out of bounds. And so that loose ball, last touched by the Warriors, and the Stars are going to make some substitutions here as John Masker checks into the game for the first time tonight. And on the inbounds, it's going to be knocked away again. And Harrison Pierce is going to toss it in. Colin Muche checks in as well for the Stars. Pass on the inside, quick jumper up by Masker, no good. And rebound taken out of there by Josh Lehmaster. And he'll pass it up ahead. Ball knocked loose. Zach Jackson comes up with it. Jackson way up ahead. And running out of room to make the interception is Lehmaster. Masker, Lehmaster, potato. 1:23 to go here, fourth quarter. 67-43, Kearney Catholic with a comfortable lead. And the basketball. Harrison Pierce is going to play point guard. He'll kick it right side for Zach Jackson. And Jackson moving around. She gives it off here on the left side for Harrison Pierce. And Pierce's pass on the inside thrown away. Making the interception there is Connor McCoy. And Lemaster wanted the ball deep, but with a minute to go, they're going to slow things down just a little bit. On the dribble here, Riley Smith. Smith has the ball knocked loose. Coming up with it is Nathan Howe. Howe will give it up ahead. Ball knocked loose, and Harrison Pierce is able to track it down. Pass through the baseline. Last touch by whom? It's going to be last touch by one of the Warriors. Tyler Knapp was the last to touch it. And so the basketball here is going to belong to Kearney Catholic with 46.8 seconds to go here. Stars again will play around 4:15. We'll have a game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Boosh gets the inbounds, and he makes a nice little pass to Nathan Howe in the lane. Howe's going to kick it back out. Now with it is Colin Muche. He'll kick it right wing. Open for three is Zach Jackson. It's a little bit short and rebounded by Nathan Eanes. So Eanes snags the rebound, and with 29 seconds left, they'll give it to Tyler Knapp. So Knapp in the offensive zone, and again, Kearney Catholic going man-to-man here. Jackson's on Knapp right now, and Knapp picks it up. They'll throw it inside for Tyler Knapp. Double team, knocks the ball loose. Here comes the Stars with 10 seconds left. Pass up ahead here for Zach Jackson. And last touch by Lutheran out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will toss in here. Harrison Pierce with 10.6 to go. He's looking for someone to inbound it to. And he'll throw it to the top of the circle here for John Masker. The lefty will kick it off here left side for Harrison Pierce. Pierce on the dribble, 4 seconds left, and he's just going to back up and with the dribble, put out his hand, shake the hands as the buzzer sounds. Your final score, Kearney Catholic with a 67-43 win to pick up their first win of the season, and it's going to put them in the championship game of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. They'll play the winner of Wood River and Sandy Creek tomorrow at 4:15, and again, we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have the boys' game at 4:15, the girls' game at 2:30. We're not sure either side who they're going to be playing. They'll play the winner of Wood River and Sandy Creek in both the boys' and girls' side. They'll play them tomorrow right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, the final on the boys' game, 67-43, Kearney Catholic with the win over Lincoln Lutheran. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. We'll do that and talk with Coach Lease right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Yeah, we're trying to check everything out here. The scoreboard said 67, but we've got 68. So the scorebook down there is official. One of the few rule changes that they have in high school basketball this year is the official scorekeeper dresses like an official. So if you see somebody in a striped shirt at the scorer's table, that is the person doing the official book. Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play, and, you know, Misco's sells official shirts like that, so that'd be one of the things that they can get taken care of for you. So, once again, Kearney Catholic wins this one, and we're going to go with the score of 68-43 as the Stars pick up the win here by 25, and we'll see whether or not that actually is the official score here. Let's go through some of the scoring for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Lutheran, who is now 1-1 on the season. They'll play in the third-place game of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. They'll take on the loser of Wood River and Sandy Creek at 1 o'clock tomorrow in the boys' third-place game, and the championship game for the girls will start at 2:30, as we mentioned, and we'll have that game for you on right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then the Kearney Catholic boys will play the winner of Wood River and Sandy Creek for the championship at 4:15, and then that will be followed by coverage of Tri-City Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9, as they'll be in Fargo to take on the Force. So let's go through the scoring for you for Lincoln Lutheran. They got things on track offensively a little bit better in the second half. Micah Edding, a big part of that, as he stroked in 3 three-pointers in that second half, 4 in the game, and he finishes with 15 points. He is the leading scorer for Lincoln Lutheran. Marshall Edding, his twin brother, not too far behind. He finished with 12 points in the ball game. Those were the only two players for Lincoln Lutheran in double figures. Elsewhere, it was Andrew Polk with 5 points, 3 points for Jacob Ely, 3 points for Tyler Knapp, 2 for Bailey Bliss, and 3 for Josh LeMaster. So Zach Jackson hit a 2 when we thought we hit a 3. That's where our point is. So 67 is the final score here. So let's go through the numbers here for Kearney Catholic. They have a couple players in double figures as well. Alex Lease, solid night. He finished with 17 points in the ball game. Brian Huseman finished with 14 points. Connor Stride awfully close to double digits. He finished with 9 points in the ball game. Elsewhere, Blake Holtmeyer, he finished with 5. Zach Jackson finished with 2. We thought he hit a 3-pointer, but apparently they changed that, so he finished with 2 points on the night. David Squires, a little bit of early foul trouble, and he finished with 3 points in the ball game. And Isaac Richter, a solid effort tonight. Richter finished unofficially. I had him with 9 rebounds and 9 points, so real close to a double-double tonight for Isaac Richter as he finished with 9 points and 9 rebounds unofficially here in the ball game. And the Stars win this one by a final of 67-43. As we mentioned, they will play for the championship in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. Only 6 teams in the tournament. That's why the Stars did not play last night. They essentially got a first-round bye on both the boys and the girls' side. And so Kearney Catholic will go for a doubleheader championship sweep tomorrow. The girls probably have a little bit tougher row to hoe. We assume that they'll play Sandy Creek tomorrow at 2:30 on the girls' side. And it may very well be Sandy Creek on the boys' side as well. We'll find out. Wood River, I think, could probably that would be a pretty good game there for Wood River. But Sandy Creek, they were seeded in such a way that, I don't know. It's hard to tell this early in the year. So it'll be either Wood River or Sandy Creek for the boys tomorrow. 4:15 is the tip, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kearney Catholic wins it 67-43 on the boys' side. They also win the girls' game 64-33, and they're coming out of the locker rooms right now here at Kearney Catholic. So we're going to take one last break, and we'll try to sit down with Coach Leese. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooke Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Again, the Stars with a doubleheader sweep. The girls win comfortably, 64-33. I think it's safe to say the boys won comfortably as well. They won it 67-43 over Lincoln Lutheran. The Stars now 1-0 on the season. Lincoln Lutheran falls to 1-1. That's true on both the boys and girls side of the first week of the tournament. This tournament for years had 8 teams in it. Now it's fallen down to 6 teams, so a couple of teams get first-round byes. Kearney Catholic and Sandy Creek, both boys and girls, had the first-round byes, and now Kearney Catholic 1-0 on the season will play for the championship of the tournament to start the season, as they'll take on either Sandy Creek or Wood River. Kind enough to join us now to talk about his team's play tonight is Kearney Catholic head coach Don Leese. Coach, you really don't really know what you have until you see him play out there a little bit. You get a little bit of an idea in the Minden game. So what did you find out tonight?
Found out we got a little bit of depth, because that first half we got some guys into foul trouble and stuff. And it was just, fouls that you're going, guys, that's going to be called every time. So once we, in the second half, I thought we did a lot better job of getting in position, moving our feet. We didn't do as much reaching. When we did, we hedged and recovered and did some things out of that. But our kids, did a good job of adjusting to, a lot of the things that they were calling and stuff. And, that's one good thing, Randy. When you do get in foul trouble, Harrison Pierce and some of those guys came in and gave us some quality minutes.
And one thing I thought was really nice was the on-ball defense allowed guys away from the ball to go in there, swat a play, or step in the passing lane or something like that. I thought your on-ball defense was outstanding tonight.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've really been preaching, is to try to keep them to a side, try to keep them to an area, and then funnel them to a certain area so if they do spin or they do anything, that we can trap or we can hedge and recover. And, like you said, Randy, then, our off-ball people can do a lot of roaming and get out in the passing lanes. They can do a lot of things that way.
I didn't really feel like you shot the ball extremely well tonight,
No.
But it, but certainly got yourself in a great position with a lot of things. It's not like you shot poorly,
no.
But it was one of those games that could have been a lot worse than it was. Probably good that it wasn't. That way you had to play a little bit better defense and get a little practice in.
Oh, yeah, you know, and that's what we said. You know, we the first half, we probably gave them a majority of their points as far as we're getting to the free throw line, and then we didn't get out on a couple of their shooters. That number 22 is a good shooter,
yeah.
And we had to, you know, kind of make some adjustments there because we were hedging down too far on the drive. And the second half, we didn't hedge down as much. Tried to make sure that we knew where he was at. We lost him once, I think, in the second half. But, you know, our kids did a better job of knowing where he was at.
Well, obviously, he wasn't badly hurt because he wasn't gone for very long. But the heart kind of in your throat a little bit when Brian Houston you end up – was that an ankle or a knee on that layup where he just kind of had to just get rid of the ball?
Yeah, he went to make that step, and he hyperextended it, kind of snapped his knee back and stuff. And, yeah, and when he came off, I was like, did you just tweak your ankle or something? And he goes, no, my knee just kind of gave out. And he just said, you know, Scott Arntz took him in there and kind of looked him over and stuff. And he just, you know, when he said he came down, he just kind of hyperextended it, kind of pushed that knee, you know. And that was kind of a scary moment right there.
Yeah, well, you don't want that to happen to anybody at any time. But he never went down, so it didn't really look that serious, thankfully.
Yep.
Hopefully it won't be. Don't really have an idea tomorrow, but tomorrow, what would you like to do different than you did tonight?
I think one of the things, offensively, we did some good things. We moved the ball. In the first half, we kind of turned it over. We did some passing that I really wasn't a fond of. I think tomorrow if we take care of the basketball, we got to do a little bit better job of that because, you know, whoever we play, either Wood River or Sandy Creek, you know, they're going to come out and just like these guys did, they came out and they pressed us. They did some things that we got out a little kelter on some things. And in the second half, I thought our guys did a lot better job in that situation. You know, overall, I was very pleased with the way we played the first game, Randy.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a good start to the season, and, you know, tomorrow, I think much of the same, you're going to like your chance.
Yeah, you know, if we come out, we play like we're capable of playing and get after them, whoever it is, Wood River or Sandy Creek. You know, if our kids come out with, fire in their eyes like they did tonight, our kids are enjoying themselves and getting up and down the court, and that was fun tonight. See them getting up and down court, Randy.
Well, it was your style of ball, Don, and it was good to see. Good luck tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Randy.
All right, again tomorrow. Here's our broadcast schedule for you. Don't forget tomorrow the Doug and Daddy Show for a couple 2-hour early morning edition, and then we'll have coverage of the Big Ten Championship game not only on ESPN 1460 and 1550 with its 2-hour special Doug and Daddy. When that gets done, they'll start coverage of the Husker football on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5 in FM. Coverage from pregame through the game into postgame all the way through on The Breeze 94.5 tomorrow. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll have coverage of the girls' championship game between Kearney Catholic and the winner of Wood River and Sandy Creek. That game will be at 2:30. We'll start coverage around 2:20 from Grand Island Central Catholic, and then we'll have the boys' championship game with Kearney Catholic taking on, again, either Wood River or Sandy Creek. And we'll have that game for you at 4:15. Pre-game will be a little bit after 4 o'clock. And then we're not done. We'll have one more game. We'll switch sports, and we'll have hockey for you tomorrow on our network of stations. We'll have tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have hockey, the Storm, and the Force from Fargo tomorrow night. And they'll drop the puck a little bit after 7 o'clock in that one. So once again, our final, the Kearney Catholic girls win over Lincoln Lutheran 64-33. A similar score for the boys as they win it 67-43 over Lincoln Lutheran. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer, Grant Sparks, back in the studio. And certainly want to say thanks to Jeff Babel, who helped us out a little bit. We had a little bit of technical problems. He was able to bring me a piece of equipment on his time off. To get us going, so certainly want to give a quick little shout-out to Jeff for helping us out as well. And certainly want to thank all of our sponsors and you for listening as well. Thank you for joining us for coverage of high school basketball tonight.